Turn me up, YC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Batter Than Brews podcast. It's your host, Brent, joined by my host, Drizzy Dre. What is happening, Dre?
Pain. Pain is what's happening, bro. That's all I feel right now.
Yeah, we coming to y'all before the game is ended right now. It is, 10-26 with like 3 or 4 minutes left in the game. But we just figured, why not just get this over with? Because the game is done.
Run it up, huh? What'd she say?
All right, first, we got to talk about the offense because I feel like the defense did about all they could do.
Bro, they did their part, man.
Man, this offensive line got their ass whooped all day.
Jalen Carter bent them boys over. Our receivers couldn't do nothing. We got out-schemed. I was texting you early. I said, bro, hell, even before the game, I said, bro, Quinyon has been locking up this season, bro. We might have to move Terry around.
I don't think that would have made a difference. I honestly don't.
Bro, Terry ain't get his first catch until the second half against Cooper DeJean, bro.
I understand. But the way that this offensive line, it was turnstiles. At certain points, and the pressure came from everywhere, from the edge, up the middle, on stunts. Then on top of that, JD can't even scramble because they got spies, and Zach Braun is playing out of his mind. It's crazy, and it all starts with number 98. Like,
I mean, for the longest, it was a close game, but the pivotal point in this game was, why are we going for it on 4th and 2 when we just lost yardage?
On 2 straight run plays.
Two consecutive run plays. Take the points. You down 2, bruh.
There was nothing. Like, Jalen Carter blew that play up. He blew up the play on 4th down. The 3rd down play, he brought B-Rob down by himself with one hand, stood him up, and I don't know what happened to play before that. But
and then... It looked like you called a design QB run. Was that a design QB?
Like, I feel like it was probably an option, but bro, it didn't work.
The design QB runs is not working, bro.
That's my thing. I'm like, listen, in a matchup like this where the opposing defensive line is whooping our ass, don't put JD in any danger. Now, that being said, I'm not going to put this all.
Play like shit today.
I'm not going to put all this on the offensive line, but this was the first time you could tell he was just uncomfortable from the beginning. Like, he did not look confident in anything we were trying to do.
Like trash today. Everything was just late. He just looked late, sped up. Like, he wasn't decisive at all. I feel like there was moments where he held it a little too long, where it's like, bro, just take off. If it ain't there, he keep throwing the ball at people's feet.
I mean, he just, like, I don't know if you just saw this play with 325 in the fourth.
I saw it.
It's like, yeah, he's throwing it short, but at this point, you have to worry about him seeing ghosts. The way this line's playing.
And what happened to the rotation at left tackle? Brandon Coleman was getting his lunch taken. Like, we don't see no Cornelius Lucas?
Again, look at Cosme getting beat. I don't even know who 97
Cosme,
is.
Cosme, you out big money lineman, and you got work today.
Everybody got worked. Like, I'm serious. Like, even on this play at 319, like, JD has no lane to run to scramble. Like, you
and
think
I'm like at this point, bro, don't take no stupid hit.
I'm like, who is Zach Braun? Who is this guy? I mean, you had mentioned him, but like, where did he come from?
I feel like he was in New Orleans.
Yeah, he was in New Orleans last year. But I'm just like, where was this in New Orleans? Why didn't they keep him?
don't know, bro.
At this point, I take JD out the game.
Vic Fangio got him playing some ball. And I told you, like, he's been sideline to sideline all year, making plays. Like, the offense just couldn't do anything. Like, they spent majority of the game without a receiver catching a pass. It was all Austin Ekeler out the backfield.
I mean,
Austin Ekeler out the backfield and B-Rob, the occasional B-Rob run.
I mean, this is kind of what we expected. If anything, this shows me, hey, this offense, don't get me wrong.
It needs some more talent on it.
Like, we don't have the guys outside to run the scheme that we really want to run. And it shows clear as day.
Second and one, you just lost like 5 yards.
Hey, man, they quitting, bro. 2 minutes and 40 seconds of the fourth draw to McNichols, loses like 5. But, man, they trying to get out of here, man. They trying to get ready. They got a 10-day break coming up. Going to be a long film session. You think they going to look at offense going to break down film tomorrow?
I don't know what the hell they going to do. Like, this is bad, bro. Because, like I was texting you, we ain't had no Marshawn Lattimore. The receivers ain't even get off on us, bro.
They didn't. No,
this was an offensive loss, bro. And that this I text you. I said this was the worst way to lose because this isn't the side of the ball that we expected to get dominated.
Well, if anything, I know the score doesn't say this, but I look at this as our defense is better than what we may want to give it credit for. It's just, can this offense without the weapons score enough to make this long playoff run that we're expecting? I mean, after the performance we put out today, it's like, hey, you know, you might get in, but you might get bounced the first game the way you're playing.
Yeah, if this is what you're running into.
But to be fair, again, I just don't know what these. I don't know if you're going to see another Jalen Carter, but it's crazy because last week I was like, man, you ain't going to see TJ Watt, and I would have thought
that's what's killing me. We've been seeing some great defensive linemen and have played much better than this. Like Dexter Lawrence ain't kill us like this, and he's been having a career year.
Listen, maybe it's the short game week after playing Pittsburgh. I don't know.
And even the edge wrestlers who hadn't been doing much of nothing this year was getting off.
Bro, that's why I'm saying I was during the game, of course, you know, other people talking, oh, JD sucks and he's got to do this. And I'm like, yeah, I get you. Yeah, he got to play better. But also, this offensive line is getting his ass whooped all day. Like, it's only so much you can ask him to do. Oh, throw it up to Terry. Give Terry a chance. I mean, when they showed the routes between him and Quinyon, there was maybe one I would have gave him the chance. But for the most part, Quinyon been right there. Minute and 20 seconds, you think we score or make this look a little bit better?
I don't know. Because it's like they're moving, but it's a struggle.
Everything is a struggle.
It's a struggle, dog.
There's no
threats outside of 17 in the passing game.
None. Again, just getting beat. Just tackle Wiley getting beat by whoever that was. JD can't even really step into his throw. Manages to get it off, but to Zacchaeus, we at the 6-yard line, 36 seconds left. I just don't know, man. Like, I kind of want the score to make it look better.
Almost threw a pick.
Hey, man, this is the first time we've seen him press all season. But I mean, back to the fourth down call. I just don't understand the logic behind it. Honestly,
I hated it. You're in a low scoring game going back and it's going back and forth. Like, why do that? It don't make sense. They are whooping you up front.
If you are gonna
go for it on fourth and two, why not spread them out and try to throw the ball?
We just scored Zach Ertz inside slant, I guess. He scores in Philly. Score looks a little bit more respectable. Oh, we're going for two. Try to cut it to eight. Hey. They better than Chicago. That Hail Mary shit ain't gonna work. But yeah, man. Once this is over, we gotta talk about the defense. Cause even though they gave up late, and I just want to circle back to that fourth down play.
That was them giving it up late was just like, they've been holding this together for as long as they could, and we knew they wasn't going to be able to keep it together.
See,
for that
I'm
long.
Not even going to blame them on that, bro.
Not without no support from the offense, and then they absolute last gasp was forcing the fumble, and once we didn't recover, game over. Yeah. I knew it was game over, but
I think that truly was on Dan Quinn. Once he went for it on fourth and two, the defense was God.
Come on, bro. Just take the points. Like, we've been fighting. Now y'all putting us in a terrible spot.
2-point conversion looks terrible. No flag on the play to Ertz. Wow. I'm shocked.
The face guard of them didn't even look back at the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you expect that. That is what it is. That is crazy.
That's insane.
Hold on. How's that not? How's that not a catch? That's a catch, huh? I mean, you know, grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. But I think they review that and say. He was reaching for his flag. The ref was reaching for his flag and didn't throw it, bro. That's crazy. We'll see what the call is, but I can't believe that, man.
Like, unless that foot is not down, that right foot.
I mean. But yeah, back to the while they look at this, just back to
No, that's down.
I know. I said that as soon as I seen it. That was a catch. They're gonna go back and review it. So we're gonna try the onside kick. We made the score look a little bit better. But defensively, I just want to give a couple shout outs, man. Shout out to Frankie Louvu. Shout out to Mikey Davis. Shout out to Jeremy Chen.
Mike Sanders still. Shout out to Mike Sanders still. I don't know what Mike Davis did out there. I ain't see him get beat up.
I think he was out there for like three or four plays, to be fair.
But
hey, man,
Mikey Sanders still is a real one.
I know, but like I said, I love him in the slot where he is in his zone when they ran that slot fade. That's what we drafted him to do. And outside of that, anybody else worth giving praise to before I just talk about some people? I say St. Juice did a decent job today. I know you're going to be like, oh, he gave up the catch, but that one catch that he gave up to AJ Brown when
I'm not even getting on St. Juice today. Like, I'm really not getting on anybody from the defense today. Like, the defense did as much as I could ask for today, bro. This game, this loss is on the offense, straight up and down. Like, I was getting on St. Jude before this game. I you good this week, bro. Like, we didn't get cooked through the air. We got cooked on the ground. But that was kind of to be expected.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even say we got cooked on the ground. We got cooked on the edge.
Man, the levees broke eventually.
When the defense was like, what do you want us to do? After the fourth down, that's when it went crazy, man. I'm sorry. When Saquon scored that first touchdown, when he got them down to the goal line and they did the touch push, I wasn't even mad at that. I live with that. I'm like, all right, cool. We can hopefully make this work. But we didn't know we lined up for the onside kick and no chance to recover. Game is over. We lose 18-26. Score is closer than what it actually was. I don't know, man. Is it time to reevaluate? You know, we got the Cowboys coming up. We got some time to get healthy, and that I think that's important.
I mean, that's important. I don't know, man. This game kind of just enforces some thoughts that I had in the back of my mind. Is just like, all right, when you go up against the upper echelon teams, or what you're going to see in the playoffs, our weaknesses are going to be on display. But I'm just like, damn, I didn't think we was going to get strapped up like that. Like that's the most discouraging part about this game.
I mean, it truly makes me wonder when you're talking about, oh, we need to get a wide receiver in the offseason. I'm not saying that we don't. Or we can look for edge in the draft. I might take the best tackle available.
Hey, this game I think might have changed my whole philosophy draft wise. Like Wiley, you've been serviceable this year, but yeah, I need to upgrade.
Since the game is finally finished, I'll read the final stats. JD 22-32, 191 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 3 sacks for 20 yards at 86 passer rating, which is way better than what I expected that to be. B-Rob 16-63. Our leading receiver was Austin Eckler with 89 yards, 8 catches on 9 targets. Zachary second, 6 catches on 7 targets for 47 yards. Guess who's third, bro? My slave cousin, John Bates. 2 catches on 3 targets for 17 yards.
They had to get... Cliff ain't had no answers. Like, he had to go deep into the playbook, like, all right, let's just throw him off and throw Bates out there. Let him run some routes. They ain't expecting for him to get the ball.
They wasn't. they wasn't. It gave the offense a little bit of life for us to get on that fourth.
That's what we had to do to move the ball, and they thought, yeah, let's go for it on 4th and 2 when we in field goal range.
Yeah. I didn't read Terry's stat. 1 reception, 2 targets, 10 yards. Alameda Zacchaeus is 1 catch, 2 targets, 10 yards. B-Rob right behind him, 1 catch, 1 target, 9 yards. It was a real troublesome day. Real troublesome. Austin Eckler tried to fumble on the kickoff. That's when I was like, oh man. He almost butt fumbled. Thank goodness Walker was there to land on it, but I feel bad for the defense, really, man. Like you said, like the numbers will look better for on the ground than what they truly were before Dan Quinn just kind of fed them to the wolves.
They had no support from the offense today.
Yeah, first of all, I do got a beef, man. Jalen Hurts was concussed. There was no way that he should be playing in the game. I swear. First of all, I don't know who landed on. Oh, Quan Martin lands on his face and face plants him into the dirt. Then he gets an eight count. He got up on nine using the ropes and then stood there, looked the ref in the eyes, and the ref's like, "You good?" And he still was allowed to play. Then coming out of halftime, he almost fall off the attack bike. Like, come on, bro. That's crazy. I'm like, NFL. So you just don't care? We should have saw Kenny Pickett. We would have won then.
Yeah, but hey, man, it is what it is. I knew he wasn't coming out that damn game. Like, we knew. So it is what it is. Like, you wanted him to come out there. It was gonna have to be bad. You was gonna have to damn near put him to sleep.
Well, we've already seen one time this year a quarterback come back in after getting put to sleep in Josh Allen. So even then, that don't mean they coming out. If they even half coherent, they gonna hit the smelling salt. Come back to us real quick. But man, so okay, man, 7-4 in our division. Philly's 8-2. I know Philly's got a couple.
We looking at wild cards now, bro.
Yeah, I think it's
I know we could try to go for a split and all that, yada yada yada. But the way they just dominated our offense, because it's asking a lot for our defense to hold their offense down like that. Without our offense being able to put up some points, bro.
I mean, bro, the score went before the levees broke was 10-12. In the fourth quarter, 10-12. That is crazy.
You go for it on fourth. I don't understand, bro. That was like such a momentum shift.
Like, yeah, kick the field goal, make them go all the way down the field, put pressure on them. Like,
take the points. Yeah, take the points. Philly can't even make kicks tonight. Like, take the points, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the one thing I was banking on with Philly, which I thought we had the advantage was Dan Quinn versus Sirianni. We pulled a Sirianni today.
I don't know, man. If you ask me, and I'm gonna be really honest, I think we ain't got juice right now. I think the stretch that we just played with Pittsburgh coming off the bye and then rolling into Philly.
We beat the hell up.
I think we need a real bye week. And it ain't one coming for a while. Don't get me wrong. I think we can win these games. I expect us to beat Dallas. I expect us to beat the Titans. I expect us to beat the Saints. Especially coming off the bye. But I don't know, man. These guys is tired. Your rookies look like they feeling it now. Outside of Mikey. Jazan ain't do nothing today. Brandon Coleman getting beat. I mean, I think we just need some time away to refocus and come back energized. Cause, hey, at least we got 3 days, right? They got 3 extra days. If I'm Dan Quinn, I'd be like, listen, guys, ain't too much to say tonight. This on me. Want y'all to go away. come back on. We report back Monday. Take some time away from football. Enjoy yourself. JD, hit the cryo chamber because you need to get used to this weather. Because this is what you playing in the rest of the season. We are outside. So, yeah, I need you prepared. Because he looked like he was a California kid today. kept throwing that jacket on every chance he got.
Dirt balls. Throwing dirt balls.
Yeah.
This was a tough one, dog.
I mean, see, I feel like, but this is the thing, though. And it's crazy. You taking it harder than me, but you said we might lose this game on the front end. I was like, I wanted to win it. Why is it affecting you more than it's affecting me?
I thought we were going to win. Like, I was predicting the win. I've been predicting this game as a win since the beginning of the season. Like, I fully expected to win this game. And if we lost, I didn't foresee it to be like this. That's why I'm taking it hard. I figure if we lost, we would have just got outscored. Like we put up some points, but we just couldn't stop them or slow them down. The defense did their job, and they just took our offenses once.
Yeah, like I said, I just look at what I thought was a top offensive line in the NFL, and I'm like, now it's I got not. Big questions.
Yeah, it's like it's
second consecutive
like I,
week.
I don't want to overreact to this game, but it's hard not to. Bro.
See, this is the thing. You're not overreacting. We all I'm saw what happened because, last week.
Yeah, but even it didn't look this bad against Pittsburgh.
It didn't look this bad, like, but you saw the oh, there's some cracks in that armor.
I saw that.
And Philly was like, well, we got the game wrecker up the middle, so we throw the middle off. And you remember Biyaz was a little banged up, but he played. You knew he was going to play. So it was like, all right, if he weak, if he not 100%, Jalen Carter's going to wreck this game, and Jalen Carter wrecked this game.
Man, the reason why I will make a big deal out of this because this is the team we gotta build ourselves to beat. Like if we being honest, like,
see, I don't like that. I get what you're saying, but I don't like that. Building yourself to be Philly don't mean nothing because Philly ain't no playoff team.
Bro, what? What do you mean they're not a playoff
team? Philly doesn't perform well in the playoffs because they don't handle pressure well. If anything, this told me some lights might be too bright. Like what you said last week, some lights may be too bright for some people on our team. Like these was bright lights. Whole nation watching. Everybody tuned in. This the Thursday night game they wanted. After the loss that we had just had, we was talking about we was ready for, we wanted it. We thought we wanted it until the team that's like, hey, you know, we're like, you know what Philly is to me? Philly is the old Toronto Raptors. They always make it to the playoffs. But once they get there, they're no threat. They're no real threat to anybody.
Nah, you talking about them like they the Cowboys.
I'm not saying they're the Cowboys. No, the Cowboys implode. Like, I'm just saying Philly doesn't get it done. Like last year, we saw what that was. Like they're still the same team. Like their defense is playing better.
This is not the same. This defense is way better than they defense.
I hear you right.
Last year,
I hear you right.
Their defense was. They didn't have this unit. They did not have this last year.
But hear me out. Hear me out. Right. Against the Lions, this defense may be good, but they ain't doing that to the Lions.
But they won't see them to the conference championship game.
They lost to the Falcons. I think Kirk can beat them. They got better weapons.
I know
you hate Kirk. I know you hate Kirk. I know you hate Kirk.
Like Saquon, all Saquon got to do is catch the ball and they win that game, bro. Like let's be real.
But they lost.
He was wide open. They did lose. But I'm not picking the Falcons to beat them in the playoffs.
I would. I put money on that.
Yeah, and you would lose it.
I put money on that. Jalen Hurts got to prove it to me.
I'm telling you would lose it.
Jalen Hurts got to prove it to me. I know you got Saquon, but he got
to
prove it.
I was about to say some bruh. What is Kirk proving to you in the playoffs for you to say that? At least Jalen Hurts has been to a Super Bowl. What is Kirk Cousins proving to you in the playoffs? Like, come on, bro. Like, come on. I get it. I know you want to throw some shade on them, bro. That's your way. You feeling pain too. So you want to throw some I get it, bro. I understand, but let's be real.
And then, quiet is kept. I still think San Francisco get their act together now with CMC.
I gotta see how he looked.
He looked all right. He looked all right. But no, man.
Man, them Achilles made of paper mache right now.
Just so you know, right now, with this loss, you know who we would see in the playoffs?
Who's that?
Philly. In Philly.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that would be bad news. I would not put nothing on that. Nothing.
Yeah, no, we gotta put wins together and we can get the 5.
Maybe you can get 5, but you know, that'd be the Cardinals. That'd get you a win. But I just gotta say, this is the Cowboys fans' wet dream right now. Like they've been saying, wait till week 10. It's downhill from week 10. Y'all gonna lose 3 straight, then y'all win 2, then y'all gonna lose the next 3. So you know they doing backflips.
Why do they think we gonna lose to them though? They sorry. They can't do this.
Listen, they have been talking. I got a text message talking about just wait till next week. And I'm sitting there like I'm like, we looking at y'all.
Man,
like,
y'all looking at mock drafts right now. y'all crossing y'all fingers for Travis Hunter.
Wow, that's insane that you said that. That's a lot of losing.
Yeah, and that's where they at right now.
I mean,
like they just played the same team and it was 34-6.
And it didn't look nothing like this. Like they scored 28 on us, but that was a fight until the last round. Matter of fact, 12th 26. Round, man. Yeah, they took us to the 12th round and we ain't having, man. They like, we got the belt. Y'all got to take it from us. But, nah, man. Like I said, this was a tough loss. I don't know. It's crazy because there was just so many plays where you looked like Frankie Louvel balled today. Did everything in his power to give us a win.
That's what's crazy, bro. All the positives coming from the defensive side of the ball. Frank Lugo played out his mind. Mikey Sanders still played out his mind. Jeremy Chen flying around. Man, offensively, none of that.
Listen, bro. When we went forward on 4th and 2, it said we had a 61%, a 55% chance to win when the fourth quarter started 3rd and 7. Then it actually dropped after we picked up the first down. And then when we went forward on 4th, it went from on 3rd and 1 when we got tackled, when B-Rob got tackled for a loss. Before that play, we had a 52% chance. I mean, a 48% chance of winning. After that, it dropped to a 65% chance for Philly. It was like, yeah, that was it. That was the game.
Yeah, and you felt it. Like, if you watch enough football, you knew, like...
It's so crazy. Right, that literal minute stretch. When we had it first and 10 at the 34, they gave us a 60% chance to win this game. And from that point on, it just dropped and dropped until it hit 99% chance for Philly with 4 minutes left. I said, man, that 5 minute swing. Bro, they scored that many points in 5 minutes? 14 points in 5 minutes is crazy. They couldn't do anything all day long. Defense just broke.
They knew after, bro, I'm telling you, after they, we were supposed to take the points right there, bro.
I know Dan Quinn gonna answer that. And he's like, I wanted to show the offense I have faith in them, and I believe the defense could get a stop. Man, that defense was like, we fighting for our life. Remember the R. Kelly dream? Man, I'm fighting for my life, man. That's what the defense was like. Help us. Please, just take the points. Make them march the whole field. Because then you put pressure on them to perform. You know how they fans change up on them in a heartbeat, get to booing. But I feel like we just going in circles. We're going to be going in circles for a while. You tune in to... You gonna watch any sports media tomorrow, or you wanna take a day just to relax, decompress?
I don't know.
Hey bro, listen, man. You said you wanted a playoff game, right? You said it didn't matter. We gonna get a playoff game. We just hope it ain't this playoff game.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Once the playoffs come, it's like I already know this type of stuff is possible. Like, is a possibility, because I'm of the mindset that your flaws get exposed in the playoffs. So,
or your stars step up. This is a game that I look at JD and I'm like, all right, you put two of them together, and what do you do? How do you bounce back?
I hear that, but we need a few more stars. We a few stars short.
I don't know. Because Higgins make a difference. The way that offensive line was getting whooped, I don't know if T. Higgins make a difference.
That's why my first round pick, I'm looking at a tackle.
Shoot. I mean, Allegretti, he was getting a little bit of it too, but it was mostly that right side. That right side of the offensive line was
getting... Cosme was getting work too. And we paying, that's our best lineman.
I feel like you give him, you move on from it, but you don't forget that he performed this way and what was the biggest game of the season so far after getting paid. And we see what he looks like when they line up again after getting some time away and maybe getting to nurse some injuries that they may or may not have. You know how the offensive linemen are.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's because it's like, how healthy was Tyler Biadasz, truly? Like, how, is Cosme nurse some? We know what Wiley is. Like, we know what that is. The other two, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna chalk this one up to it's week 11, and you need a break, you need a breather. But man. Yeah, folks, I think, like I said, I think we just talking in circles at this point. Y'all just decompress. No football. Don't watch nothing Sunday. Just
I'm watching football on Sunday.
just hang out with your family, spend time with your loved ones. You know, we got ours out the way early. Ain't no real good matchups to watch anyway. If you're gonna watch football, just hate watch the Bears and see what it actually could be. That's about it. I mean, you know, Monday night Dallas gonna get whooped. So we'll be good. We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. But yeah, folks, we'll catch up with y'all. We're probably gonna do we're just gonna dive into the misery and talk about the Wizards a little bit later on this week. Go through some of the Wizards history and what they've done so far this year. You know, lean into the misery. You know what I'm saying? But y'all be good. We'll catch y'all soon.
Thanks for tuning into the Battered and Bruised podcast with Brent and Dre.
You can listen or follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Battered and Bruised
with Brent and Dre.